Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. The late British writer and convert to Christianity, C.S. Lewis, famously stated that pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. Pain, wrote C.S. Lewis, is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. Now let me emphasize the last part of these rich words by C.S. Lewis. Had there been no fall of humankind into sin, well, there would be no pain in the world or in us. But there was a fall into sin by our first parents, and all pain in the world and in us is God's megaphone shouting to us that we ourselves and the world around us are abnormal. And pain, to those outside of Christ, is a painful foretaste of the pains of what the Bible calls hell. It's a call to us to flee from sin and from death and hell, and to come to the great physician Jesus Christ, who has carried the pains of his people, taken away the curse of those pains, and who transforms those pains into, well, painful means of the Christian's growth and becoming like the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And I certainly hope that you know this work of pain in your life and can testify to it in your own experience. It's glorious to think of how Christ transmutes pain into things for our benefits. Well, at the same time, keep C.S. Lewis's first statement in mind. Pain insists upon being attended to. Because we hurt, well, we seek remedies and relief. The first place we should go is to God himself. The Apostle Paul asked God to deliver him from the thorn, which actually means a torture stake in his flesh. And you can read God's amazing answer to that petition in the 12th chapter of the Bible's book of 2 Corinthians. But it's certainly not wrong to make use of physical remedies. The same Apostle Paul told young minister Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach and for his frequent infirmities. The Good Samaritan bound up the wounds of a man who had been brutally victimized by robbers, and he poured oil and wine on those wounds, both as an antiseptic and for comforting relief. The Apostle James counsels church elders, interestingly, who apparently also performed basic medical functions in the early Christian church, to not only pray for one who was experiencing a serious debilitating illness, but also to anoint the person with oil, which was a technical term for a medical treatment that would be similar to today's massage therapy, and they were to do that in the name of the Lord. So see, God is not against our seeking relief of pain. He's only against seeking a relief that does not first seek that God who is, as C.S. Lewis famously put it, shouting to us in our pains. Well, while wise, faithful pastors can help you know what it is to seek the Lord in your pains, and never forget that's the first thing, doctors and pharmacists and other health professionals can help you with the physical relief of pain. And that's our topic on today's edition of HealthWise. Help, I hurt, wise pain relief. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, is once again bringing you HealthWise. And for all of your doctor-prescribed pain relief and other prescription needs, you can trust the caring and the experienced pharmacists at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and they can also assist you with advice on over-the-counter remedies. But for more serious pain issues, You'll probably be visiting the medical surgical department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Now, my guest today is Johnny. Johnny is the medical surgical specialist at 110 Pharmacy's sister store, Cottage Pharmacy, which is located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. We invite you to call in with your questions about Wise Pain Relief. Our call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, let's chat with Johnny. Johnny, we wake up one morning and we say, "Help, I hurt." We look to the Lord for his help and healing work. But then what? Welcome, Johnny.
Hello, Pastor Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Talk to us. Johnny, start with the role of doctors and medical tests and medical consultations. When do we go to the doctor, and when can we just come to a Cottage Pharmacy where you work or 110 Pharmacy and Surgical to get help?
Well, first, if it's an emergency, you want to go see the doctor first. And then they would, you know, recommend what diagnosis you have, and then when you come into Cottage, you tell us your diagnosis, what type of injury you may have, and you know, with all the different selections we have, we try to help the best we can by what diagnosis they have.
Yeah. Now, sometimes the doctors actually prescribe a certain thing, Johnny?
Yes, they do, depending on the injury. Like if it's a knee injury, they can do either heat or ice, which is ice is for the swelling. And heat is to relax the muscles, depending on if it's a, you know, like a twisted knee. If it's a surgery, then they would recommend, obviously, rehab first, and then they would come to us to.
Yeah. You know, John, I have to tell you just a little anecdote here. I had literally just gotten done the monologue for this program yesterday when I got a call from the school. We have a young man from Eritrea who's living with us for his last year of high school, and he had sprained his ankle. And so I got good preparation, except I was a little bit too far from Cottage Pharmacy to come to you for what I needed. But it was an emergency care place, and that's exactly what happened. They did the X-ray. They ruled out that it was a broken ankle, for which we were thankful. They gave me the CD with the X-rays, and then of course we needed the ice treatment. So I thought, well, God has wonderful ways. I must admit, though, I wish that I'd been a little bit closer to a Cottage Pharmacy or 110 Pharmacy and Surgery.
Oh, it would have been a pleasure to meet you, sir, definitely.
Yeah, well, I've always enjoyed going there. Anyway, okay, so we come to Cottage Pharmacy or 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for help. When do you refer them to the pharmacy, and when do you start showing people what's available in the surgical medical department?
Well, we refer them to the pharmacy if it's an over-the-counter drug that they must take, you know, to help them relieve their pain. And then we, depending on, like I said, on the injury, you know, we talk to them about their symptoms, what was their injury, whether it's back, knee, it could be, you know, shoulder. And then we show them our store and show them what we have, different remedies to try to help them feel a lot better.
Yeah, okay. And just quickly, and I know this isn't your first field, but you would know this. There's, if you're having swelling we'll say a sprained ankle or something, for that you need, if you're going to use an over-the-counter remedy, you're going to use an anti-inflammatory, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be the Aleve kind of thing, or naproxen,
yeah,
sodium. On the other hand, if it's a headache, you're going to use something that has caffeine in it, correct?
That would depend on how severe the headache is, and obviously you would have to speak to the pharmacist about that, the head pharmacist, because they would know a little bit better with that. But most likely it would be, depending on how bad it is, probably, you know, Advil, which is good for headaches, and, you know, something with, like, to that effect.
Yeah, as well as, of course, turmeric in your nutrition department. It's important to point out, too, I think sometimes people think of the pharmacist as just the professional person behind the counter who fills the prescription, when in fact, when at Cottage Pharmacy or 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, I've had questions, those pharmacists have been tremendously helpful with telling me about the array of things that are over-the-counter remedies as well.
Oh, yeah, they're very knowledgeable with that.
Yeah.
Pharmacists here and the pharmacists, like you said, in 110, definitely.
Yeah. All right, so you're in the surgical medical department.
I'm in the surgical
yeah.
area.
Give us a little tour. You're going to have to use words because we're not there at 110 Pharmacy or
uh-huh.
Cottage Pharmacy. Kind of give us a little tour of the surgical medical department in Cottage Pharmacy. What are we going to see?
Well, when you walk in, you'll see we have wheelchairs. We have rollators, which is considered a walker, right on our showroom floor. I mean, we have shelves that have ice packs, heating packs, which obviously is for an injury where, like an ankle injury, like the perfect example for you, for the swelling, obviously you would use the ice packs.
Right.
Then for the relaxing of the muscles, you use the heating pad.
Right.
You know, we also have ankle braces. We have knee braces to help to relieve some of the pain while you walk. You know, we have shower caps that you could put over, like, your cast if you want to take a shower.
All right. Yeah, you mentioned, it's interesting, Johnny, that you mentioned wheelchairs. And I must admit, I had never thought about this till yesterday when the young man, of course, had the sprained ankle. I wish that we had one of those some of these wheelchairs, you go, what do they weigh, 14 pounds or something? I mean, they're very light things that you can just fold and put in the trunk of your car, correct?
Yeah. Those are considered the light, they're called transport wheelchairs. They're very light, like you said, 14 pounds, easy to maneuver. You know, you would push the patient around, they don't push themselves. And it has a leg rest on it so that the patient can rest their leg and their foot right on the leg rest.
Yeah, you don't realize how important those things are. And just to emphasize to our listeners, you'll hear this a little bit later. If you go to, as I hope you will, Cottage Pharmacy where Johnny works, or 110 Pharmacy and Surgical that's bringing you the program today, they're sister stores, you will get a 20% discount on anything you purchase from the surgical medical department, the nutrition department, the boutique, basically any department in the store, other than on your own prescription medicine that you need. But when you look at what can be the imposing prices for some of these things, that 20% discount is very important. Johnny, is there a difference between pain management and pain relief?
Yeah, with pain management, that's a serious, that's like a long-term chronic pain with pain management, where you want to, like, physical therapy, for example, you want to do physical therapy, you know, prescription drugs that they recommend, you know, you want to do certain exercises, depending on your injury.
Okay.
If it's a severe surgery, then you would definitely want physical therapy and the exercise that they show you.
Yeah, so pain management is it's a more vast thing. Normally, say someone has had a broken leg, there's going to be difficulties for the rest of the person's life. That's pain management. I would gather in surgical medical department, is your work more than the pain relief?
We're referred to more as pain relief.
Okay.
You will come in and tell us your symptom, and then we will recommend the best product that's going to help you feel much better to relieve your pain.
All right. Now, I've read that well-managed pain relief, especially after surgery, that well-managed pain relief can actually speed a person's recovery and also prevent long-term problems. Now, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, and that's where the physical therapy comes in. And after you finish physical therapy, continuing with your exercises.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, of course, your physical therapist is going to, and you should ask the physical therapist for things that you would need for pain relief. Write those things down or have the physical therapist write it down, bring them to you, and then you can take them from there, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Let's talk about back surgery. People will commonly experience muscle spasms after back surgery, and I know there's prescription and over-the-counter remedies to give some relief. What about things in the surgical medical department that can help people after they've had back surgery, or maybe just with back problems in general?
Yeah, well, with back surgery, we recommend a heating pad, which is going to help relax the muscles. And then there's also a lot of people after back surgery like to sit down. We have a cushion that's called the coccyx cushion.
Okay.
Which helps, has a little hole towards the back, and it helps relieve the pressure on the back of your middle muscles. so that you don't feel the pain as much.
All right, excellent. Yeah, this is Johnny. Thanks so much, and don't go away because we've got a message. And incidentally, while we're the message is from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. You ought to meet Johnny and chat with him. Go to their sister store, which is Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. But let's hear this message from our sponsor for the month, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and then we'll be right back. Want to learn more about all the things we're talking about on HealthWise? Visit the nutrition section of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. You hear Rachel on this program. Meet her at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. She knows nutrition, and she loves to convince you that nutrition really is the best medicine. At the 110 Pharmacy and Surgical Nutrition Department, you'll find everything you need to treat what ails you. Vitamins, minerals, supplements, natural remedies, sports and performance products, helps for diet, weight management, even energy drinks and healthy snacks, the highest rated products, doctor recommended brands, and all at the best prices. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition section, the boutique, and from the surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. You'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you. I get so wrapped up in these questions with these fascinating folks from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, or today, Johnny from Cottage Pharmacy, that I forget that you are supposed to interrupt me with your questions by calling 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. If you don't ever have problems with pain, you don't need to call, but if you do, this is your opportunity to do it. And we have Johnny with us today. Johnny, you'll meet Johnny at Cottage Pharmacy, which is 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. Johnny, just one more time. Cold, you're going to use cold treatments when there's swelling, and that's to help bring the swelling down. And then you're going to use heat treatments when you need something to relax your muscles, correct?
Yes.
Now, are there different types of cool treatments and heat treatments? And do you actually use both? Well, not together, but would you use both we'll say, a sprained ankle, for example?
Well, we have some items that actually are hot and cold. And what you would do is, obviously, for the cold, you put the ice pack in the freezer.
Okay.
And then when you want to do the relief of the pain, which is just relaxing the muscles, then it's a heating pad. You just put that in the microwave for like 60 seconds, and then you would put it on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and of course, very important to get the right size. Here again, for our listeners, when you are purchasing these things, whether they're braces or various things for whether it be cold or heat treatment, it's very important that you have a person like Johnny explain the difference in these things, and the sizes are important, right, Johnny? You don't
yes.
want to get something too small or too big. Talk about hand and arm pain. I always think of carpal tunnel syndrome or carpal tunnel surgery. What about those that experience hand and arm pain? What do you recommend?
Carpal tunnel, we have what we call as a wrist splint, which will mobilize your wrist. So especially at nighttime when we're sleeping, we don't realize how much we move our wrist. And with the carpal tunnel, the wrist splint will prevent you from even moving your hand, which is going to relieve a lot of the pain, especially when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, so these are primarily things you're going to use at night.
Yes.
And, of course, that should aid the healing, correct?
So yeah, that's definitely going to help with the healing.
All right, okay. Now, all right, what about foot pain and foot pain relief? What about that?
Well, one of the most common foot pains that we have is plantar fasciitis. And then this is when your Achilles, like, tightens up, and then everything, your heel, and they get inflamed. So what we would recommend for that is like an exercise ball or like a tennis ball that you would roll with the arch of your foot. That's going to help that a lot, to relieve a lot of the pain.
Yeah, see, that's something I never would have thought of, a thing. That, obviously, you don't walk on this thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
When you wake up in the morning, it's going to be very painful, so that does help a lot.
You'll show them basically how to do these things. Okay. You mentioned knee pain and knee relief. A person will say has got arthritis or the person has had a knee replacement. What's recommended for that?
Well, mostly recommended for that, like I said before, is the ice pack.
Yeah, okay.
For the swelling, and then you want the heat to relax the muscles. The more you relax the muscles, the less you're going to feel that pain.
Okay, so
and
there's
obviously
where
you're over the counter to help.
Yeah, the anti-inflammatory,
right.
Sure. Yeah, of course, you want to be careful with those, too. Always ask your pharmacist about how much to take, because you don't want to harm different parts of your body by taking too much of that.
Right.
Elbow pain, what about that?
One of the most common elbow pains is a tennis elbow, and we do have a brace that you would put on your arm that goes right below your elbow. And it's a tendon that it relieves the pressure on the tendon, and that will help you relieve the pain of your tennis elbow.
Now, only tennis players get tennis elbow, or bring that on?
I'm surprised that anyone can. The slightest movement, you realize, like carrying bags, carrying, up and down steps a lot, you don't realize how much your elbows work, and it can come from anything.
Yeah, it's sort of like back issues. It's
yes.
Something you've done many times before, and all of a sudden you do it, and because of weakness that's there, you got the back pain. Of course, you've already mentioned that. Shoulder pain, neck pain, lots of causes for that. What about that?
Like I said, one of the main things is the ice and the heat, but we also have what's called a cervical traction set. It's a device that goes over the door, and then it has the pulleys on it, so it helps you exercise your shoulder and your neck at the same time.
Now, what is it? What is this? Like a push-up or a pull-up thing?
No.
Or what?
It's a pulley set. It'll go over the top of the door.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's two wide, like cords that you like exercise your arm going up and down, and that's going to help relieve the pressure
okay.
on your shoulders.
Okay. I see. Now, and here again, and Johnny, I think I'm right on this. This is the difference. One of the differences between a regular pharmacy that you would go to and a surgical medical department, you're not going to find these kinds of items at your local franchise drugstore or pharmacy in the corner, correct?
No, yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, and just to remember that Johnny is from Cottage Pharmacy. And Cottage Pharmacy is located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Now, while this particular program is brought to you by its sister store, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Johnny, people sitting at the computer all day, of course, obviously, there's exercises you do. You get up and walk. Do you have things for relief? For people that have got to be in front of the electronic box all day long?
Well, we have what you call, especially sitting at the computer, that's where a lot of carpal tunnel comes from.
Yeah,
so
okay.
We recommend a certain splint. It's a little smaller than the one for the nighttime, which you would use at your computer. And we also recommend a cushion that would sit where you would rest your wrist.
Yeah, okay.
To relieve the pressure on that.
Yeah, it's one of those ergonomic things they call them.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right under your wrist.
And you had those in the medical surgical department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for those of you who are in that situation, it's best to get these things before you get the problem, right? Because once you get the problem, then you need more serious corrective measures.
Right. It could be surgery down the line with it. If you start feeling any pain at all, slightly, go to your doctor, tell them what you have, and then they'll recommend either the splint or like that cushion to put there, so it'll help you relieve.
Okay. Before we get to the end of the program, I know, Johnny, people are going to ask about headaches and particularly migraines, and of course there we're dealing with the pharmacy department. or the nutrition department. They're going to go there first. But do you also have helps for headaches in the surgical medical department?
Yeah, we have a mask that's like for migraines. It's like a heating, a little bit of the heating.
Okay.
Which is going to relieve the tension in the head, and that'll make you feel a lot better.
Yeah, okay. How long is the treatment is that people wear?
It depends. You know, you could wear it for, let's just say, 30 minutes, but it's a matter of heating it up again and then just putting it back on it. It also depends. Everyone's different, so it depends on how much headache or how much pain the person has.
Yeah, okay. All right, very important. It's also important, too, to write down the symptoms, times, and so on. That will help people like Johnny. And then just one last thing, one of my favorite subjects, chairs. Chairs that help give us relief from pain. Do certain kinds of chairs really help, Johnny?
Yes, we have a chair that's a seat lift chair, which is a recliner, but it also helps to lift the patient up. Like if they're having a problem standing up, this chair will lift you up to where you're almost standing, and it makes it so much easier for them to get out.
Hey, Rick, Rick's our engineer here. That's the kind of thing we need, I think, Rick. Johnny, thanks so much for being with us today. Johnny's from Cottage Pharmacy, and this program is, and Cottage Pharmacy is the sister store of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, which sponsors today's program. You can visit 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be, whether it's 110 Pharmacy or Cottage Pharmacy. Now, remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540 AM, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Kathy in the medical surgical department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, or Johnny at Cottage Pharmacy. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise. Toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. Got your 20% discount ordering there, too. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. We'll see you then. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.